Chapter 35. As he walked out of Dr. Iorfino's office to the lobby, Bobby's cell rang. He grimaced, but Catherine merely pushed him toward one corner of the lobby.
"I need to call my father anyway," she said. "I'll tell him we're ready for him to bring Nathan."
Bobby nodded, giving Catherine some space as he flipped open his phone. It was Dee Dee. She sounded strange.
"Where are you? I've been trying to reach you all morning."
"I had things to do. What's up?"
"Are you with her?" Dee Dee asked.
Bobby didn't have to ask who Dee Dee meant. It was implicit in her tone.
"Dee Dee, what do you want?"
"Where are you?"
"You answer my question, then I'll answer yours."
There was silence. Bobby frowned, trying hard to interpret that silence. He didn't get very far.
"Got ballistics back on Jimmy Gagnon's gun," Dee Dee said. "The 9mm was fully loaded. Not a single cartridge missing from the clip. No GSR on the barrel, handle, anything. It was never fired."
"But I thought..."
Bobby paused, struggling to get his bearings. He could feel the danger, but he still couldn't see it coming.
"But what about the reports of shots fired?"
Dee Dee filled in.
"Yeah."
"Fascinating development. Last night, when we were at the Gagnon residence cutting down the nanny's body, one of the crime scene techs bumped the bureau. Guess what had been taped to the underside of the top, inside a drawer? Guess what then fell down?"
He got it now. He closed his eyes. He turned away from Catherine completely because he couldn't look at her and hear this news.
"A second gun."
"Also 9mm, recently fired, 2 bullets missing from the clip."
"Prints?"
"Her prints, Bobby. Her gun, registered in her name, loaded with the bullets purchased by her, according to the gun dealer. Jimmy Gagnon never fired a shot Thursday night. She did."
Bobby tried to make the words sink in, then tried to tell himself it didn't matter. Jimmy abused her. She had cause. Or maybe Jimmy abused her, and she was just looking out for her son. He didn't know. He tried on the thought as many ways as he knew how. He was still left cold and empty.
"Did you tell her how to do it, Bobby?"
Dee Dee asked now.
"Is that how it played out? You met her at the cocktail party, decided to trade in your current blonde for a more exotic model? Catherine's a big step up. I gotta give you credit for that. Did she promise you money, or was it all for love?"
"It didn't happen like that."
"No? So it was just sex? She used your body and you shot your mouth off in the post-coital glow."
"Dee Dee, I only met Catherine for one brief moment at that party. I never saw her again until Thursday night."
"Catherine framed you, Bobby. She fired the gun. She set the stage. If we did have audio, I bet it would be filled with all sorts of venomous things she yelled at Jimmy to keep his anger high, to keep him waving that pistol. After that, it was only a matter of time."